precious sin. Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Talk Line. I'm Diane McGachran. You're whoever you are. And this is a show for the callers of and listeners in the YK Delta and beyond to call in and share your ideas. Or be nice to hear how you're holding up with the COVID virus protocols, the things that we're doing to stay safe and to keep our communities, elders, more safe. If you want to call and just talk a little bit about that, that'd be great to hear from you. And also what's kind of keeping you going and maybe some things that you feel grateful for or things that are disappointing you. You can call in about anything. I'm going to go ahead to our first caller, our traditional first caller, John from Bethel. Good morning, John.
Morning, everyone. How are you guys doing, Dan and everyone? Hey, Peter Astrick, if you're listening, hello.
I know. Hello, Peter.
Anyway, you know, yesterday we were last week I talked about the flooding and all the potholes in the road there.
Yes.
And somebody was saying, call up and saying they were doing their job. Well, they're not doing their job. Other day our roadway was flooded, you know, all the way to the road there.
Yep.
With water access and snow.
Yep.
And then guess who did the work for state? The own sea workers did that because they were working on their house. And they put that aside just to have enough leeway to travel in and out of the house without them bogging in there and all that water. And then
okay.
The state came by. Somebody was saying, oh, they do their work and they do everything. No, the state came by. There's two people in the car, and one of the own sea workers, Buffy, told them, how come when they were coming back, how come they're not doing their job and our roadway was full of water? And they looked at it, never said nothing. They just went right by.
Mm.
Like they're making Davis Bacon money and just riding around that car, not even earning their money. If you guys want to do something about this town here, you should be working on the culverts and the road system, which is doing good now. They did some plowing here. The city had to do that. On Hanger Lake Road, that's state property. So they're doing their job, and they're just sitting back relaxing.
Hmm.
And they're not going on like Joe was saying, oh, they've been doing this and doing that. No, I never seen no progress on that.
Hmm.
So they should get off their buns and start doing their job instead of sitting around having coffee and talking about what should be done.
Oh, John, I don't know that that's what's happening.
Well,
I've seen some potholes get filled. I've seen some road get graveled.
Have you seen some of the private lots being overrun with water?
Well, yes, there is that.
Well,
you're right.
They're not doing their job.
And the culverts need to be cleaned
up. As far as I can see, Diane, I've seen them riding around visually.
Okay.
I've seen them.
Okay.
So did five other people.
Okay.
Now, are you telling me they're doing their job that way? Sitting in the car riding around?
Okay. Yeah.
No, I always think of you when I try to be courteous to you, but when you say something that's against what I'm saying, and when I visually see it, I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to hold back.
That's right, you should.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Damn right
that.
I will. Okay, thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, well, sometimes we see different things. Haley Hansen is on the phone from Bethel. Hello, Haley. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. I just wanted to call and remind people that we have a Tuscaquim Ice Classic going on still.
Good.
And that we're selling our tickets over the phone at 545-8483. And that people can call between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. to purchase their guesses.
Okay.
And I also wanted to let people know that, excuse me, that between Monday and Friday, if they'd like to call and purchase their tickets, from Kathy Hansen. She's answering the phones for us from 10 a.m. to noon. And then Bev Hoffman answers from noon to 2 p.m. So if they'd like to call and purchase their tickets from those fine ladies.
Oh, now see, that's fun. Like you call in and you get a little chit-chat on the side. I like that.
Absolutely.
Okay, nice.
So I wanted to remind people of that. And also that today, starting at noon, we will be kicking off our Minute Madness event.
Oh, wow.
And we will be able to sell you minutes over the phone at our same 545-8483 number. Or people can come down to the Ice Classic Shack down by the river, and we'll have...
that just sounds funny. The shack by the river. Yeah. Go ahead down there.
we'll have numbered, ordered spaces for people to park that are all properly spaced out according to social distancing, and they can purchase their minute in person there. And they're $250 each. And if we sell all 60 of them, the winner will get two-thirds of that pot, so $10,000.
Wow. Okay. And when people call in, do they have to pay with a credit card?
Yes, a credit or debit card.
A credit or debit card, okay. So people could do that. All right, thank you. And then when they come, if they come down in person to purchase a minute, they can pay cash?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll accept cash. We prefer card just to limit contact between people. Between ourselves and the customers, but we will have, you know, masks on and gloves and take all the necessary precautions.
Okay. And if they come down to the shack, the Cusco Ice Shack by the river, if they go down there, can they pay cash just for a regular guest, not a Minuteman?
We prefer to keep all of that.
By phone?
By phone, yes.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. I just want to get that clear, because you might have people rush down there to pay cash just for guests and not the Minute Madness.
Right, but that's a great point.
Okay, good. All right.
But yeah, I just wanted to remind people that we have that going on, and starting to warm up a lot out there, and we're keeping our eye upriver to see what's going on. So we'll have updates on, we just got some pictures in from Jenny Nikolai up in Aniak, and we'll be posting some of the river conditions and what it looks like up there probably later today or tomorrow.
Wow. And have you made your guesses, Haley?
I'm not allowed to participate as a
So. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but
even
I encourage everyone else too.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much. And periodically, I'll remind people of the number. It's 545-8483.
Yep.
And do you have weekend hours?
It's the same, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
9 to 9. Okay, great.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you, Haley. I'm glad you called.
Hey, well, thanks so much, and everyone have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, yes. I'm going to go ahead and give out the numbers. I didn't get a chance to do that. They're 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also use our 800 number at 800-995-8954. And if you're kind of a shy person and you'd like to just email in, I will read your email over the air. You can be anonymous for either your calls or your emails. And we have an email that came in this morning, and I'll go ahead and read that. This is an anonymous email, and it begins, "What is the possibility of hauled water sewer services servicing every tank in Bethel 1 week? If that were to be, we could run metered services and charge by the meter. Instead of worrying we're going to run out of water or we got to use all of our water before services because we paid for it, right? It'd be limited, but more like the rest of the city that has no limit. Instead, we pay for later service, after-hour service, extra call services that assuming not even the drivers want to be doing. If every house can get serviced weekly, no matter how much water is in the tank, that'd be so much better. We get what we pay for." What is that? Okay, that's the end of the email. Okay, thank you for that. If during this COVID pandemic that we are all experiencing on some level, if you're having anxiety and stress, YK Behavioral Health, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., they have a number you can call and just to talk with somebody, maybe get some more information or just get out some of that anxiety and stress you're feeling. And that number is 543-6272. I'm going to take a call from Anchorage, Francine. Good morning, Francine. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. How are you?
I am doing fairly okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, Francine, you hang in there.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to call on behalf of my late sister, Teresa Chicklack. Unfortunately, she had passed away, and it was not COVID-19.
Okay.
I wanted to reach out to my Bethel friends. She was an amazing lady, amazing mom. I know she contributed her time to the wrestling BRHS team. Her two of her sons was involved with that. She was also involved with, the Chamay Festival and volunteering her time, reaching out to the guests that were coming in. All those who have provided GoFundMe, I want to thank you very much from the bottom of my heart, my whole entire family. It is very much appreciated. Heartfelt thanks. We're all still going to be going through the healing process. We're probably not going to have her memorial at Mountain Village until probably this COVID-19 settles down. But in the meantime, I can't thank you enough for all those contribute funds on behalf of her memorial.
Francine, I really want to thank you for calling in like that. Thank you for sharing these wonderful comments about Teresa.
Yes. She was an amazing lady as far as my experience. She thought nothing but her children, and then, she enjoyed Eskimo dancing during Chamay. She went out to the wrestling matches, volunteered her time. She volunteered her time during basketball events. I would be there and, participating, but she was there, like, she would, make something, and so it's I had to call KYUK.
Yeah.
And I had to say thank you very much for taking the time and energy. I know she was all over Bethel.
Yeah.
Working YKHC, ABCP, State of Alaska, Raven. So she's pretty much well known in Bethel,
yeah.
Alaska.
Yep.
And we're going to miss her.
Well, what a beautiful description you've given to us. And I'm really touched by,
yes.
and I can hear in your voice the care and love you have for her. Go ahead. In the meantime,
stay safe, Bethel, Alaska.
Yes, we will. And you
stay
too,
safe.
Francine. Thank you so much and best wishes to you and your family. I'm sorry
okay.
for your loss.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to take a moment here, and then we're going to go to a caller from Bethel, John. Is this round two of John?
Yes. No.
Oh, a different John. Oh, sorry. there are lots of Johns out here. Okay, go ahead.
Listen to the Ice Classic people.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
Why don't they sell them tickets in the little shacks they have? That little shack they have down there?
Yes.
Because a lot of people go down that way. And instead of looking at, I finally saw that note that AC. And thinking about people who have a hard time being literate.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's hard for some people to understand or read.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think it'd be pretty safe to be selling them tickets in them that little shack down there. They got that one hooked up down there.
Right. Yeah, I think they're trying to stay safe and not have a lot of interaction with people. But I do know today at noon they're going to be selling at that shack for the Minute Madness, where people purchase 1 minute in hopes of winning the bigger
prize. They'd be making a lot of money if they put all the things, tickets together.
I gotcha. So okay, yeah, yeah.
People have options to which one they want to buy.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So
yeah.
If they already have the Ice Classic tickets, they could get the other ticket.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So, you know, one-stop shopping is always what we're looking for.
Yeah.
So
you're right.
Thank you very much, and you all have a good day.
Thank you. I'm glad you called. Okay, yes, that's just a reminder that the Cusco Ice Classic this year, because of the pandemic, are selling their tickets by phone. So you can call 545-8483, and that's 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. I believe that's every day of the week. Today at noon, they're going to have their Minute Madness sale, and you can purchase a minute in person for $200. I think that's the right one. Oh, I hope I said the right thing. I think it's 200, not 250, but someone can text me or call in and correct me if I was wrong about that. Okay, our weather was really beautiful yesterday, and I think it's going to be looking good coming into the weekend. For Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta, today is partly sunny, patchy morning fog, isolated rain showers in the afternoon, highs in the mid-30s to lower 50s. Wow. Northeast wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, Friday night, mostly cloudy, isolated rain showers in the evening, lows in the upper 20s to mid-30s. Northeast wind 10 to 20 miles an hour. And Saturday is partly sunny, highs in the 30s to 40s, northeast wind 15 miles per hour. And look at that. I have gotten my correction. Minute Madness is $250 a minute. And you can purchase those at the Ice Classic Shack by the river. And you can do that today at noon. All right, next we're going to have Nick. Good morning, Nick. Welcome to Talkline. Hello, Nick.
Good morning.
Oh, hi. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Very good.
Other than sitting tight and waiting out this episode that's going on in this world.
I know.
Yep. Other than that, I'm glad to end up hearing and being seen on the phone, you know, the cell phones texting with all the river report people on up and down the river,
mm-hmm.
keeping in touch with each other. I'm happy to see that. You know, thanks for all the volunteers that's doing it. And, you know, stay safe. And everybody knowing that the river is just practically not safe to be traveling on.
No.
So, yeah, it's just, you know, I mean, everybody want to get out there and being happy to go hunt the birds. We're out doing that. You know, it's pretty much best to go in a group if you're going in any places, you know, dangerous places, that when lakes or, you know, islands or anywhere that the birds like to land. Be safe. You know, it's all anybody can ask for. Other than that, you know, the river here is practically doing the same as it is every year, getting rotten, water's coming up on the side. I'd like to say thanks to Mark, okay, say your name. I hope you hear me this time, but for everything that you do out there, All the volunteers, I'd like to thank them. You know, I don't have all their names on top of my head, but one came to mind.
Yeah. But that's nice
Mark
to hear.
Larry, he's been doing an excellent job every year.
That's true.
Well, you know, I don't want to leave everybody else out, you know, just because I never mentioned their name. You know, they're all very important people to be doing what they do. So, thanks for everything. You guys all have a safe weekend.
Thanks, Nick. Cool. I'm glad you called. I hope you have a good weekend, too.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, no, yeah, we missed our radio up here in Jeffbach. We got no radio.
Oh, how are you listening? On the internet?
No internet. But, I miss listening to you guys on the talk shows. And no birthday lines, no messages, so no radio.
That's kind of lonely. You kind of get a radio.
I'm really happy that, you know, we have cell service to keep up with our
Absolutely.
River report.
Yeah, very important. So, thank you.
Okay, you guys be safe, you know, with all the snow that we got this year. Kind of, you know, expect your somewhere in the low villages to have some water and trying to get ready for, you know, something like that. To, you know,
sure.
Got to get prepared.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to go to a short break here. You're listening to Talk Line on KYUK.
COVID-19 nach mai sachtlhani amlhgnun attautikun tutn ritlhga achtaqtuq qaillun totn pitsaqsta igayulluta malihtaqulluta'llu inqutnun tsugamaqsaqn ritlhga pitkluku naulluigni tsalilrit tsaknan ritlhga pitkluku qaillun igayutuqngatsta unatsiuqutksaunata aqstaqamta qusraqamtallu pattoorluta unaatputlu uqortuquluki qulguluki 20 seconds nuqtfqnaaku uquraqluki nausuukumtaallu nimqiwitaaqnuta ikaayuqluta amlhgnun attautikun naulluun tutsinritsuqngaarput alaskami nallunrifsaaqa qaillun sarrinritlhkaanun qani coronavirus.alaska.gov.
We all have an opportunity to help slow the spread of COVID-19. Right now, the city of Bethel is asking for your support. The city is establishing a pool of volunteers with an array of skills who could, if needed, come together to provide valuable services to our community. The city is looking to fill volunteer positions in food service, janitorial, housekeeping, administrative, security, first aid, and others. Go to www.cityofbethel.org and look for the COVID-19 page or call 543-1371 to learn more. Thank you for working together to slow the spread. Be well. A message from the City of Bethel and this station. What do you think of the current taxi fares? The new guidelines implemented by the City of Bethel in response to the COVID-19 pandemic expire April 30th, and the city wants to hear from you today. Tune in to KYUK for a live virtual town hall this afternoon beginning at 2 p.m. right here on KYUK 640 a.m. Can't call in during the show? Email your comment to taxicovid19@cityofbethel.net. Let your voice be heard during the City of Bethel Virtual Town Hall today at 2 p.m. on KYUK 640 a.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. We're going to go ahead and go to our next caller, Herman Morgan. Good morning, Herman. Welcome to Talk Line. What's on your mind?
Yeah, we don't have no radio up here, so we're just calling up. giving an update what's going on in Juneau and about this coronavirus thing. They were going to give us a dividend, but them leaders like Jennifer Johnson, she said not to give it to, she said people don't need it because they'll just go spend it on bad things in villages and party. And it's funny our own representatives don't speak out against that, like Tiffany, I think she's on the Rural Native Committee or something like that. And if they would give it, they passed the stimulus money to the president, where they'll give money, and already the lawmakers are saying that they're spending on schools, and they should just give it to the people who need it. Because a lot of households, they could use $15,000, $20,000 right now, and that'll kickstart Alaska's economy. But that's what's going on in Juneau. Even in the United States, there's some Democrats, they're using this crisis. They're blaming everything on the president. And they use NBC, CNN, fake news to not really try to help the company, the country. Even KTUU, KTVA cover all of Alaska, their affiliates. Sadly, a lot of people are believing. They believe what they hear on these fake news channels. And the Bible says a house divided against itself cannot stand. We don't need that kind of thing right now. We need new representation in Juneau. You know, and one thing about these cloth masks people are making and using, mm-hmm. they're saying they're 2% defective. So if 100 people go in the store, 98 of them could pass that germs on to the cashier or somebody. There are these masks called N95. And right now, I'm glad we're all isolated, and you got to be kind of careful when you're out, like even talking to people. Until this pass, they need to figure it out, but they're working on ways to fix it. But somebody should run against our two representatives because we sure could use some help. But even the oil prices, they go down to zero, and yet they still add $300 million to their budget. They have a $12 billion budget, and they still add money. They're not really trying to help us. I was thinking of running for Senator Hoffman's seat. We'll see how it goes. Because we'll make it through this, you know. We, us rural Alaskans, especially natives, you know, we survive, we adapt, and we're blessed to have this good land, rich land, where we can grow our own food and all this fish that we need to take care of and not dump sugar into the river. And we have all this fishing game. But it's sad to see our lawmakers in Juneau using this crisis, and they use, even talk radio hosts, they use fake news to their own advantage, their green agenda. The climate, they're cheering it. They say, hey, it's good for climate change. It's so sad. How about all people are, it's, you need to pray, you guys. Our Creator is the only one who can get us through this. You know, we can't do it ourselves, and who knows how it's going to end. But don't believe what you, don't watch Channel 2 and Channel 11. NBC, they're lying to you guys. And sad, a lot of people are believing that. And anyhow, we're blessed out here. You know, we're away from a lot of that. We need to kind of keep it that way somehow through testing. But be careful and, pray. And love your family. And good time to be with your family and, you know, support each other. And but be careful about them cloth masks. They give people a false sense of security. And you can make your own disinfectant at home and wipe everything down when you come from a public place. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, have a nice weekend. And I'm glad the water is snow melted and it's getting cold at night. It's sucking the water. Hopefully we won't have too high water. Mm. Okay, well, have a nice weekend, everybody.
You have a nice weekend too, Herman. Bye. Oh, okay. We're going to go to Cesari from Bethel. Good morning, Cesari. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
How about you? I'm good. Thank you.
No, you sound like you're doing all right.
Yeah. I'm hanging in there.
Okay.
I have
some concern in there. You know, there's with the recording to media, the Bethel, the one case exposed to 681 people, and all of them turned out negative. And we believe that guy, whatever or lady, passed the coronavirus over, and he is clear. Mm-hmm. So why same thing called media in all the United States, the recovery 100,000 people being recovered, but showing to the public the high numbers. Oh, this many is infected, this many is there, but they're not saying the infected already go down. They should be like in Bethel, we have one infected, and they're still on the record. You see, if you look in coronavirus in the cities, they're showing the in Bethel still is the one. If it's gone, it's gone, it's zero. That means it's possible, is, but it's nothing to be proved and nothing to be shown. So why they showing the is in there? Same thing like they showing Alaska having yesterday, 337 cases, which somehow the doctor then, she said it, over half recovery and released from her hospital. That means there is not 337 active corona cases. It may be more, but stick with the facts. And facts is over half recovery, what she said. And recently, like Cambridge, the governor released lots of strict restrictions. You do travel, you get people together with up to 20, and you travel and camping and all stuff. And yesterday there was nobody dead. 3 new infections was registered. I wonder how many new flus yesterday come out, or some people die in the pneumonia or cancer yesterday in Alaska. With coronavirus is none, and he doing excellent job. He just pay really attention what's going on, like the locals do the job, and according to that, in Bethel, we don't have right now officially any case in coronavirus. Why we didn't release this transit system for buses for the oldest? Still keep distancing and keep mask. But I see lots of olders that I go to post office, they can't afford it with the cab. That is $20 trip. You go one way, it costs you $10 or more, and you go back, that is lots of money. And he going looking for the social security check. That is way over. In my opinion, there should be release rules for the taxi cab, or put the city transit system and help those olders to moving around. And that is a little bit way too much, and mostly when with the facts, we don't have any coronavirus in here. If we keep going distancing and using masks, we'll be fine for a long period of time. And the driver, we should... I see those orders, everybody carry those masks. So they wipe the handle or something, and maybe every trip or two trips, and help them up.
Okay.
But I think that should be helpful. I have those few people ask me for give them right to post office, but my cabin being loaded is nowhere with anybody, even my dog. You know.
Okay, sorry.
But you know what I mean? We should be start releasing that this regulation with the exception, with the keep distancing and keep the mask with the public. And right now, this, you know, this governor said, you get together with up to 20 people. Do you have barbecue or fire or camping or you go funeral or wedding? They're really releasing. We, in Alaska, we have them pretty good and we control really good that stuff. Travel is all the businesses to start moving forward, which is really good. And because the economy go down the hill if they don't do it. Okay.
All right.
Have a good weekend and enjoy the weather.
Thank you. You too. Well, we got through that just fine, Cesare. Good for
me too. Me too. Me too. Me too. Yay. No worry about me.
I don't worry.
I'm a really positive guy.
You are. You're very
okay.
Nice. Yes.
Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you. You too. All right. We're going to go right to Tim. Hi, Tim. Welcome.
Hi. Good morning, Alok.
Oh, good morning.
Beautiful God-given day out there.
Awesome. Yes.
Yeah, and it's great to see spring come around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been floating an idea across Facebook for about a week now. We were considering this idea back in back last Sunday after we celebrated our Eastern Orthodox Easter. And but in any case, you know, with this coronavirus issue that we've been hunkering down with and not being able to see family, friends, and relatives and everybody else in gatherings and whatnot, tomorrow at 1:30, we are going to try and do a Easter vehicle parade.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we'll try to gather at the Yupik Pacific Cultural Center.
Okay.
Parking lot.
Yep.
At 1:30 in the afternoon. And hopefully around 2 o'clock we will depart. The route is going to be determined after we survey the roads of roads of Bethel. As everybody knows, there's
I know.
Some of them are pretty crazy, and some of them are great.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyone can participate. This is not a protest. This is in celebration of Easter.
Okay.
And for the gifts of God and all the resources that have that He has provided.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are encouraged to make Easter greeting signs or happy birthday signs or you know, something expressing that we all miss each other.
Yeah.
And all we ask for people that are participating to do is follow all social distancing mandates.
Okay.
And all traffic laws.
Yeah.
And really look forward to people to participate. And people can gather or can join in on the parade, you know, after we pass their homes or whatnot. That's open to anybody and everybody.
Okay, what a great idea. That's really fun. Yeah. Thank you. So that's okay. They should all start to congregate in the Cultural Center parking lot around 1:30 tomorrow,
uh-huh.
And departure is at 2.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
And if anybody have any questions about the parade, give me a call.
Okay. 545-4450. 4450. Okay. Thank you, Tim.
Okay. Look forward to seeing everybody.
Yeah. That sounds like a really nice thing to do. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, our lines are open now. So is our email. So feel free to give us a call. Tell us what's on your mind or what you're kind of wondering about. If with COVID, how are you holding up with that? What's helping you kind of stay, you know, protective? And the numbers you can call are 543-5985 or 543-2756. You can also use our 800 number, which is 800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. I'll read your email over the air. You can be anonymous with either your calls or your emails. And I'm going to give out a couple of numbers again from people who have called in. If you, excuse me, if you would like to purchase a time, I have to cough. That's allergies, not COVID. I'll give out some more numbers in a minute. We're going to go ahead to a caller, Anna from Bethel. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning. You guys have title, or can I say anything?
Well, you can say just about anything.
Yeah, I live in Thunder Ridge, Fourth Row.
Uh-huh.
Last Sunday, we were out and about around my house, and we keep hearing a dog back there in Tundra. And then when my husband came back from somewhere, I told him to go check it by snow machine. He did. And then when he came back, he said there was no dog. And then my neighbor told us that the black dog was walking down from back there. And then my husband said that there was no dog, but he found a caribou hide, a bag of halibut, and a bag of king salmon.
Wow.
Somebody been throwing food back there. Not too far from my house. It's a walking distance back there where there's an old pond. On the side of that, there's lots of bushes back there. That's where he saw caribou hide, halibut, and king salmons.
Oh.
He said that they looked like they were thrown this winter.
Oh, wow.
They don't look like new, but look like they were sitting there since this winter.
Oh, my.
It's not the first time we find food back there. I think somebody that lives here in Thunder Ridge been throwing their last year food or something back there.
Oh.
Which they shouldn't be doing that, because remember, this winter we heard a lot of wolves coming around here and there.
Yeah.
That's one thing I'm fear of, because there's kids around here. If they're going to be continue throwing food back there, they're going to come closer.
Predators.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Uh-huh.
They're going to come closer, and they might be around here in Bethel, in our area.
Right. Okay.
They shouldn't be throwing food in Tundra or Tundra here, especially here in Bethel back there. They should give them out to the people that have dogs if they don't want their halibut, king salmon, birds, whatever they don't want. They should bring them to the people that have dogs, and they can feed them to their dogs.
Uh-huh.
I called around a few people, and they told me to call the Fish and Game or city, but I didn't make phone calls, but I wanted to let everybody know on radio.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be throwing food back there.
No.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Anna, for calling in. Okay. It seems like come springtime, we start to see things where people have cleaned out their freezers and they just leave. Sometimes they leave their, you know, frozen meat that might be freezer burned, or their fish. They just leave it out or leave it next to a dumpster, and it's better to take care of that properly if you can. So we have some different – I think we have a break coming up. Grady will let me know for sure. But – if you'd like to purchase an Ice Classic, if you want to make a guess on the breakup, you can call 545-8483 from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You can, and you have to use a credit card or debit card to do that. I'm going to go to Gert from Bethel. Good morning, Gert.
Hi, good morning, Diane.
Oh, it's that girl.
Yes, I've been
I know
so.
You. I know that girl.
You're talking about that COVID stuff is like so ingrained in my brain now. But, you know, watching the news and listening to everybody,
uh-huh.
You know, coming from our field and looking at everything that's going on, I feel like the pressure out of Washington, I really don't. People shouldn't be listening to Trump, period. they should be listening to the head doctors and the nurses, right? So, like everybody knows, we're up here in Alaska. Everything that's happening down in the lower 48 is happening to them, and it happened quicker. This is only, what, April. Mm-hmm. We found out about this in January, March, you know.
Yeah.
And supposedly we have only one case, which is really hard for me to believe. But, you know, in Anchorage, we have family members that don't live here in Bethel. So there's extended family members we have that live in Anchorage in the valley, you know. And so I'm sitting here watching the news, watching the numbers slowly rise. And then today's supposed to be the day where the governor's lifting, you know, go ahead, open businesses, see what happens. Mm-hmm. How many people, honestly, that have a lot of money that don't have to worry about going around, you know, like when I think about it, we come from what our people are like financially poor, right, to mm-hmm. a certain extent.
Yeah, financially.
And so if you really think about it, watching downstate, like in Mobile, Alabama, or other states, Georgia, you know, the ones where there's the hot spots.
Yep.
Majority of the people that are passing away are people of color.
Uh-huh.
People that are less fortunate, that don't have thousands and millions of dollars in their bank account. Here's something for people to think about. If you had $1 million, you're sitting at home and you're Trump, being Trump, preaching, go ahead, go out there, go run around, do business as usual, sit back, see how many people contract the virus, see how many people die from the virus, who's going to be, what majority of the people, population do you believe is going to be wiped out?
Mm.
And that's only one thought.
Okay.
And the other thing is, I wanted people to really realize this is not just the normal flu season type, like I catch a cold and it's going to, you know, go away. You're either going to end up in the hospital, you're either going to die from it, and you're going to either survive from it. But the thing that they don't tell you is you're going to be sitting in the hospital with doctors and nurses around you, if you contract it, that are going to be watching you day and night for God only knows how long. If you survive it, you're actually, yeah, you might survive it, but your lungs and other parts of your body are going to be affected. You're not going to be 100% the same. And so it's really bothersome when I see people or I hear about people that, you know, kind of make it like, oh, it's no big deal. Well, for those people that say it's no big deal, go ahead, go catch it and see what happens to you. But keep it to yourself. Don't be out in public trying to spread it. And that's what I like to say. There's okay. too many families out here. The villages are too small. This town has only 6,000-something people. And how fast it spreads is unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay.
So people do your studying. Take it serious and be careful and listen to the doctors, not the president.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, Gert. I'm glad you called in. Have a good day. Okay, we're going to go to another quick break. You're listening to Talk Line on 640 AM. FM. AM. Oh, my gosh. At KYUK.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
What do you think of the current taxi fares? The new guidelines implemented by the City of Bethel in response to the COVID-19 pandemic expire April 30th, and the city wants to hear from you today. Tune in to KYUK for a live virtual town hall this afternoon beginning at 2 p.m. right here on KYUK 640 a.m.
Can't call in during the show? Email your comment to taxicovid19@cityofbethel.net. Let your voice be heard during the City of Bethel Virtual Town Hall today at 2 p.m. on KYUK 640 a.m. Thick river ice, deep snow, and rapid melt. These conditions put Alaska at a heightened risk of ice jam flooding this spring. Because of coronavirus precautions, fewer river observations are available to make critical river ice breakup forecasts for rural Alaska. You can help fill in the gaps and keep your community safe. If you live on a river in Alaska, send river ice pictures and a short description of conditions to fresheyesonice.org or call the National Weather Service at 907-458-3708.
Flooding and ice jams are a fact of life in many parts of Alaska. Are you ready? Help avoid costly cleanup and damage to the environment by protecting your home heating oil system. During a flood warning, close all fuel tank connections. Make sure piping is properly elevated and anchor tanks to prevent them from being swept away. Technical resources are available at dec.alaska.gov. Click on Spill Prevention and Response for the Home Heating Oil Tanks link or to report a spill. This message is sponsored by the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation.
I'm Joanne Kammer from Bethel, Alaska. This is KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show. This is Talkline. We have a couple of callers in the queue, and I'm going to go right to Bob from Bethel. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Hey, I'd just like to thank the previous caller for a nice, clear, concise, sensible statement.
Oh, good. Okay. That was good. Yeah.
Unlike the other 45% of the holler monkeys that we get.
Steady. So, Bob.
I'm just talking about what I see on the TV.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Talkline.
Well, I could be.
But you're not. You're talking about the TV.
Anyway, that's all I got. Thanks. It blows your mind when you hear out there. So it's not too hard to figure it out if you just listen a little bit. So that's all I got. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. All right. Next, we're going to go to Sunny from Bethel. Good morning, Sunny.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, how is everybody doing?
Well, we're having a good time here at the radio station. There's only a couple of us here.
That is great.
Yeah.
Must be like the weather, what we're having. Everyone's having, enjoying what's going on.
It's very uplifting. How are you?
Oh, very well. I just wanted to say hi to everybody and maybe keep listening to the talk show.
Uh-huh.
Some people have really good things to say. Others are very informative.
Yeah.
And some they just like to say they want to make a different kind of color juice and say something else.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
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 Everyone loves tropical juice. They have all that fruit inside it.
Tropical juice. Okay.
Yeah, they make, they put all kind of different flavors in it and make it tropical or whatever they call it.
Okay.
Yeah, just like our talk show. Wonderful, great, and colorful.
Yes, there's all that going on.
Yes. But, bird talk, I don't know if we have heard. I've never heard any birds yet. I only heard ducks.
Oh, you have heard ducks?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're
yeah.
A little quack quack here and a quack quack there. Yes.
Just like that.
Yeah, coffee time too. Gotta have that coffee.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And then if they could have this talk show every day, this would be so exciting. Giving some somebody something to do during this whole epidemic we're having.
Yeah,
but the problem is, you know, signing up somebody to go there either every day or every other day or pick somebody for 1 week.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, alternatively, that would be great.
Well, thank you. That's a nice suggestion.
Oh, yeah. Only if there was a 24-hour talk line like this.
24 hours? I don't know if there's people who cannot take that. I can tell you that,
they could talk
Sonny.
They could talk during the day.
People would go nuts.
They'll go calling in their sleep.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think maybe 90 minutes a week is about what people can handle at this point.
We have to either have a good memory bank or a good piece of paper.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
so,
then half the time you're going to call in and say something, and you say, "Oh man, I forgot what I was going to say."
Yeah. Well, you're doing okay so far. Are you going to go out? Are you going to go out on the tundra at all this weekend, or be outside?
It's hard to say.
Uh-huh.
You know, everyone has their own ordeal or what they need to do, and some can go, some can. Even if they want to, they have to stay. If I was able to go, I'd go.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Or how should I say it? If you're busy like a chef, you don't want to leave your kitchen. You have to stay by it.
Okay.
But if you got something called a break, yeah, go out and do some hunting or something.
Yeah, outside, fresh air.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, for those that are out hunting and traveling, be cautious of early spring areas. Some are very thin. Some can, some don't formulate over the winter. They could stay very thin all winter long, so avoid. If you're a hunter and you know where they are, mm-hmm. keep an eye out for those and just use what you've been told and what your eyes can see.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And everybody be safe, and you too, enjoy your weekend and enjoy the whole long week until next Friday.
That's right. Thank you, Sonny. You too.
Yes.
All right.
All righty.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I'm going to give a shout-out to a listener in North Carolina, Miss Andrea Savage. I hope you're doing well, Andrea, you and Jeff. I'm going to go to Susan from Bethel. Susan, you're on the talk show. You're on Talk Line.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Same.
I wanted to clarify something on the mask. Somebody said that it's cloth and doesn't protect you. The whole thing behind the masks and everybody wearing one is so we don't spread it. And the thing is a lot of times there's cases where people don't even know they have COVID-19. They could be a carrier. And that's, you know, when you see the numbers where they have outbreaks of it, some of those people don't know who they caught it from. And maybe the person they caught it from didn't even know they had COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
And so these masks, it's about protecting others, too. You know, prior to this pandemic, we had an awful flu season out here. And you can ask many of the parents and anyone that worked in the schools for the absentee rate and stuff. We had an awful flu season. And I can think back then if we were social distancing and wearing masks and all that stuff, that would have helped with the flu season. And now we're doing life and death. We're wearing these masks. And I really think we need to wear them. Federally, they're not enforcing it. I know the stores at Liberty with the businesses can say you can't come in if you don't have a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And good for them for doing that and putting plastic shields where the cashiers are and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them for doing that. Some places aren't enforcing it because their leader, being the post office, is a federal entity. They can't enforce it, but we all check our mail there. We don't have street delivery. So you're doing this for the other people, too, that are checking their mail. Wear a mask. Could be a bandana. You can make one out of a T-shirt. You can sew them. You can put a coffee filter or something in there for additional filter if that's what you're worried about. But just the cloth one will stop it from spreading if the person doesn't know. You know, we're doing testing for people with symptoms and people that were exposed to them that are positive. Mm. But they're not testing everybody.
Right.
And until they do that, this is the way we got to do it.
Yeah. That's a good point for people to realize that wearing the mask is to make sure you don't spread to others.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
exactly.
it's more.
You know, I can't go and say, can you test me to see if I'm carrying it or not?
Mm-hmm.
None of us can do that. But we can all wear a mask. And you see these places out in the States where there's so high impact of cases, and now they're using the term herd immunity and questioning if it comes back as hard and stuff because of this herd immunity. Now, we can't say we have that out here. We can't say that because our cases are so low. And I know it says 300-some-odd people, but they also say how many of those have recovered. How many of those are recovered? And to recover, you have to get another test again, and it has to, I think, be 2 days of positive or something, or 2 days of negative. But you have to get tested afterwards to be declared that you're not in quarantine anymore. So when you see those high numbers of who has it, they don't all have it at once. More than half of those people have recovered. So they're not spreading it anymore, but they're still wearing masks because we don't know enough about this virus. And they're also donating blood at the blood bank to do plasma derivatives because there's been some question about if that could be a good treatment or not because that's worked for other epidemics. But again, it's all being tested and all these other tests are going on for finding a vaccination and finding the best treatment. And until there's a treatment and until there's a vaccine, and this may be for more than a year, this is what we got to do. We got to wear masks. We got to social distance. We got to wash our hands. Clean surfaces, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the way it is. We're not going to have, if we can do this, we're not going to have the tragedies of like the flu of 1918 that did a whole horrific thing in Alaska during 1919.
Well, even the hot spots in the lower 48 right now,
uh-huh.
We can prevent that from happening here.
We can prevent that. And you know, if they're loosening up some businesses and stuff, I would just be very careful about that. I know that the financial impact has been devastating, but losing a life, I mean, you can't put a price tag on that.
No.
You know, you can't. And people of color, like that one lady brought up, the statistics are showing that there's a higher devastating factor there because and there could be a lot of factors to that. It could be like inadequate health care access prior to that
mm-hmm.
that made them more vulnerable to this. You know, they're finding out stuff. And I have a cousin that caught it out in the States. And he's got asthma. He had a sickly childhood, so he's a little bit smaller built than his siblings. He got really sick. And they actually did find out how he caught it, and that person didn't have any symptoms. They were actually able to test that person, too. And he pulled through, but he got really, really sick. He almost went to the hospital,
mm-hmm.
but he made it through. He made it through, and now he's recovered. And none of his siblings caught it. I talked to his sister yesterday. He was in another part of the country and all that one,
yeah.
And when this happened. And it was very scary.
Wow.
It was very, very scary. And I have a niece that's a nurse
mm-hmm.
at a hospital in Washington.
Yeah.
And she's going to be on maternity leave soon. The baby is overdue. Doesn't want to come out because of the pandemic, I guess. But
holding out till the end.
Yep. And then her cousin, another niece of mine, is actually a doctor in one of the Chicago hospitals. And she just graduated the doctor last spring. And she's on wait list to work with the COVID if they need her. But right now she's working at it's a child flu ward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the flu. Chicago's such a big place. Actually, have like this hospital has a ward.
We probably have to think about the time.
Yeah, okay.
Susan. Okay,
anyway,
yeah, go ahead.
She's found in the child flu ward, she's found some cases of COVID-19.
Yes.
So they're all wearing masks and all that, and mm-hmm. she has a conversation with the family, and then the kid gets segregated. and isolated, which is terrifying for a kid to be in a hospital to begin with, and then they're being isolated. So she's dealing with some of this, too. And I just worry about them. I'm proud of them, but I'm worried for them, too. But talk to people that are out in the states that you know and see what how bad it could get, and you don't want that out here.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, and have a good weekend.
All right, thank you, Susan.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to jump over to Yvonne Waska. Thank you for waiting, Yvonne. Welcome
to
the show.
Good morning. Who's your partner?
Grady is in the booth today.
Oh.
And he's taking calls and writing them down and showing them to me.
Yeah.
And just me. Missing Peter.
Susan said, simply put, this corona is a deadly virus, and period. It's a deadly virus, and use your precautions and directives. But anyway, it got difficult to go on and off the river due to high water. To our fellow hunters, it's best to hunt on land now and stay on the tundra. Well, after looking at those Boat Harbor lakes, look like the lakes are getting bad too, and it's best to stay on that land anyway. And watch them lakes with no drainages, those are deep. And that popular place, Lonely Hill, that it got dangerous down that way. Most of Lumavik and right below it, there's another big hole.
Wow. Okay.
Anyway, be safe and worry about not starving, but stay on the land. And, those people that are struggling with alcohol and drugs, if you're sober right now, that's a miracle. And I commend you on that. But just like our dad taught us on those of us that live in the floodplain, and be prepared just in case flooding, you know, that's the way we grew up like that. Well, that's the way I grew up anyway. And my parents always taught us to respect the river. And saying that, don't get too comfortable.
Yeah.
Now the time to get ready.
That's true. That's true. I'm so glad you called, because it's good to hear you, you know, reminding people about that, the safety. And it's you're someone who would know and have been around for a while. So thank you. I'm glad you called in.
Yeah, to my fellow hunters, too, we are life coaches and you're the buddy system. Stay on the land.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay, that's where it's safe. Yeah.
Anyway, I got my Ice Classic tickets from BCS, and I asked her the question, how come they're not at stores? It's the coronavirus, so I believe they're taking them by phone, too.
Yeah, they are.
Maybe ATM cards.
Yeah, debit or credit. That's right.
And I respect them that way, too.
Good, good. Thank you for that.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. All right, we're going to go to Chico in Alaska. Good morning. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. Fine and bright side. Have a good spring. Be positive and have a good morning. All the way from Chivac.
Chivac. Good. Thank you. Oh, it's nice. Nice for us to get our Chivac greetings. Okay. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. So we're going to go to Barbara. Barbara Atchek. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, and how's Peter?
Well, I'm wonderful.
Oh, my gosh, there he is. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I can't wait for you to come back. Well, when we're allowed to have people back.
Well, I'm glad to see you again.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about you today. Every time I come in here, I think you should be sitting right here to the left, and you're not there yet, but... even if you could be, I don't know if we're allowed to have two people anyway.
Well, it's always wonderful to hear people out there talking about each other and about things, happenings about each other. And, you know, there's always good reason why things are happening. And we just wanted to let you know that just people be safe, everyone out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things that are happening, you know, and then, we're always so glad to hear, you know, you up and about and telling us about what's happening, and it's always a good to hear people talking about what's happening and to be on vigilant. Sorry about that word. I couldn't quite pronounce it. But
vigilant.
It's good to hear that voice again.
Yeah.
I was bright and bushy-tailed and everything about you. Thank you again about that.
You sound really good, Peter.
Very
strong and good-natured like you are. And, so that's. I'm so glad you called in.
You too.
Yeah
he's still got the only thing he's going to work on is his memory.
Uh-huh.
It's coming back.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm excited about that. I don't know if we'll be able to join the celebration of the Easter parade.
Right, the drive parade.
Yeah. And yeah. Hunters, please be safe as you go out because your life matters.
Definitely.
And we had somebody, a good friend, give us something to enjoy yesterday, and that was a bird. We had it yesterday, and it was the best meal we had since we came home, besides our halibut that somebody shared with us.
Wow. That's really nice.
There was somebody that mentioned food that was wasted. Every time I hear people waste food, I always hear what the elders used to say. I hope they think about the food that they wasted. That food could have been a meal for somebody that didn't have anything, and the person that said they could have gave it to somebody that might have needed it would have been better instead of just throwing it out to the tundra. Well, good to hear you, Diane, and hugs to the furries.
Thank you, and hugs to you guys.
Always good to listen to you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. Both. Bye to
you
Peter.
Too. Lana, okay. Thank you. Okay. Good day.
Good day, Peter.
Bye. Yeah, you too.
Okay. Okay, that's awesome. All right. It was so nice to hear Peter's voice. We're going to go to Nikolai in Tuluksac. Good morning, Nikolai.
Yeah, good morning. It was so good to hear Peter that I decided to call and say hi and hello and many more. And I hope you have a good day. And thank you for being there. And that's all I have to say.
Okay.
This is coming from Nikolai. I just wanted to say hi and hello to Peter. It's good to hear his voice. All right. Thank you very much. Have a good day, man.
Well, I'm glad you did, Nikolai. Thank you. All right, we've got Harry from Bethel. Good morning, Harry.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Just like to put out the words for all the hunters. Mm-hmm. Respect the land, bring your trash home, nothing else.
Okay, good. Well, that kind of says it right there. Okay, we're in the last minutes of the show, and the lines are open. So if you want to sneak in a quick comment or email, you can. You can email us at radio@kyuk.org, and you can call us at 543-5985 or 543-2756. You can also call 1-800-995-8954. And we had a lot of callers today, a wide range of things. Tomorrow at 1:30 at the Cultural Center, people are going to gather in their cars for an Easter parade, Easter driving parade. With your vehicles, that'll go start about 2. And, oh, it looks like we have another caller here, so we'll take our next caller, Ralph. Hello, Ralph.
Hello. I just saw the ice. Looks like it's getting dangerous. Time to take a little precaution here or a lot. No more traveling if they don't know where they're going. Okay, just to say it.
Where are you calling from, Ralph?
Bethel.
Oh, in Bethel. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Sorry,
That's okay. So, okay. All right. Thank you, Ralph.
Yes. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Yeah, I mean that the river is not looking good for travel, and I hope usually in freeze up and break up, people sometimes go right to the limit, and I hope people will consider just backing it up and waiting now. It's time to just wait for the next phase of our spring and breakup. If you're somebody who's, you know, feeling kind of stressed about the COVID pandemic and you would like to just have someone to talk to confidentially, just to kind of get it out of your system, you can call YK has a behavioral health resource for you at 543-6272. And we're going to go to another caller, Billy from Bethel. Hi, Billy.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, modern, poor people are modern day slavery of millionaires and billionaires. Thank you, bye.
Okay. That was almost short enough to be a bumper sticker. All right. So anyway, I gave you that number in case you are feeling kind of stressed, you want to talk to someone privately. You can do that at YK Behavioral Health. And today at noon, you can buy your Minute Madness for the Ice Classic at the Cusco Ice Classic Shack down by the river. And that's for the Minute Madness. So that's $250 per minute. And if you win, you will get $10,000 from that amount raised. So you feel free to do that. Or you can call 545-8483 to just make your general breakup guess. And you have to pay with a credit card or a debit card. Yes. And, okay. See, great. Grady's giving me information.
So I just want to let people know about tomorrow, 10 a.m., KYUK Radio presents. We'll be talking with Strong Hearts Native Helpline, Lori Jump, and we'll be taking calls about sexual violence and domestic abuse, especially during COVID-19. So tune in to KYUK Radio Presents at 10 a.m. Saturday morning for that live talk show.
And weren't you going to have somebody from TWC as well?
Yeah, they'll be translating, so that'll be in both languages.
Oh, good. So you'll have Yupik and Yukton and English translation. All right,
thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. So I think we're kind of winding down. We're in the last minutes of the show. Thank you, everyone, for calling. I think that during a time like this, it's nice to hear people's voices and just kind of hear familiar things that remind us that we're all in it together and we still have kind of a rhythm to our life, especially when you think of the environment. Summer is going to come. It's not, the weather and the environment and the plants and everything out there, they're not on the same pandemic protocols that we are. They continue to exist and thrive and be there and welcome us, and can be really healing to be out on the tundra, and it can be very soothing, I think, to your soul. We're going to go ahead and wind down the show, and we'll talk. You can listen to this show again. The replay will be tonight from 7 to 8:30. In case today wasn't enough for you, you can listen to it again. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe.